Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Hidden Gems of Summer Game Fest 2023. My name is Ben Hansen from MinMax. MinMax is a place about games, friends, getting better. Thank you for being here. I'm joined by little Jeff Marchiavava.
Hey, way up here.
Just a little guy sleeping in my matchstick box, as Jeff Cork always used to like to say. The reason you're so little is because we have a lot of other people in this party chat-esque format. So a couple things to just rundown right out of the gate. This is New Show Plus. Every week, we let people at the Backstage Pass tier vote to choose which new show we create or continue. And this week, they said, hey, how about you do a show that's called The Hidden Gems of Summer Game Fest, where as a community, we can work together to try and find and surface some of those trailers that were lost in the sea of showcases out there, because there's a lot of great indie games that we missed in our discussions that a lot of other people have missed, because there's a lot of showcases to watch. So, full disclosure, we're not going to get to everything great and promising even in this video. So if you're watching on YouTube, I thank thee. I'd thank thee more if you subscribe to our YouTube channel. But you can also leave a comment. We'd appreciate that. Highlighting an indie game that you thought looked really cool that not enough people are talking about. You watched an indie showcase or some of the showcase, and you're like, why isn't anybody talking about this game? It looks so amazing. Indie specifically. But, you know, you do whatever you want. But leave a comment on YouTube. We'd certainly love to see it. So now, second layer of confusion, this format that we're working with, this is the MinMax Discord that you're technically seeing on the right-hand side of the screen. And this is typically the format for Party Chat, which is our Patreon-exclusive podcast that airs every single Monday. If you're a Patreon supporter at the $5 tier, and this is a format where we can call anybody from the community up and they can ask any question under the sun. For this specific episode of Hidden Gems of Summer Game Fest, we thought, well, you know, we can show trailers. We'll be running trailers here. But then it'd be nice to have the community actually jump up to talk about why they're excited about that game. So I'll call folks out in a pleasant way and bump them up and they can come help show off these games. Now, Jeff, you have the ideal situation because you saw the big showcases. We streamed our reactions to almost all of them. And now you're in a situation where, like, you just get to sit back and look at just the cream of the crop. I guess you can't use that phrase.
That's right.
Yeah.
Don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah, I feel like, are you aware of the iceberg of games that you haven't seen during the Summer Game Fest season so far?
No, I was looking through just the document list that we have, and these are some crazy sounding games. There was a squirrel with a gun and all kinds of stuff.
We can't air that on Twitch. Okay, should we show off some of these things? We're going to be running trailers, and hopefully this will work, but I'm going to start out with just one of mine, and then we can get to some of the communities if that works for you, just because I'm a wild, obnoxious freak. This is a game that was shown during, I think, Wholesome Games Direct. I'm going to be confused for where all this stuff pops up, so forgive me. But this is a game that certainly caught my eye. It's called Karma Zoo. We can check it out a little bit, but Pasta Games is the developer of this thing, and it's like, okay, 2D, pixelated game. I think it got the idea. Then the trailer shows more and more, and it shows just a bunch of different creatures, animals, objects, like, hey, here's a Christmas tree. Here is a lantern, and you start to try and understand what's going on here, and it turns out it's an online roguelite where it partners you with 10 random strangers online, and every animal or every thing that you're playing as has a different ability, and so 10 complete strangers need to coordinate in this pixelated 2D side-scrolling type of game to let everybody know exactly, or to help everybody else out to actually finish this level. It is a wild looking thing. It's nice to see. This is my favorite thing in the game industry. When you see a trailer for a game and it's like, I've never seen anything exactly like this. This is still carving out new space in games after all these gosh darn years. But what do you think, Jeff?
Yeah, that's crazy. And it looks like there's kind of a giant blob around all of you I assume help you keep track of where everyone is. But
yeah.
I guess when they build the level, it must take into account, like, well, these are the type of characters that we're going to put into them so they can solve puzzles that, you know, incorporate these things.
I guess.
But that seems really ambitious and crazy. It's the trailer's still going on and they're doing all kinds of stuff. There's like 10 snakes on the screen at the same time and whales everywhere, and they're all doing different abilities. So that That's cool. It seems like between this and 33 Immortals, it's like,
yes,
it is like giant, you know, same screen multiplayer games, like the next horizon for indie.
That's
indie games.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, it's weird to draw a trend just from the two, but they do. They're in the same camp for sure. So Devolver Digital, my excuse is I bit my tongue really hard yesterday. Devolver Digital, okay, is publishing Karmazoo. They say it's about helping people working together and finding bliss in cooperation, especially when things go wrong. The Loop is where you'll join a team of up to 10 random players around the world. Together, you'll tackle a series of increasingly challenging levels that adapt to the size of your team, the characters you play, and the perks you pick together. No two runs are quite the same. Doing good earns karma. Stick together, use your character's strength, and even sacrifice yourself, because helping one another is essential in the Loop's deadly challenges. Every good thing you do, one way or the other, earns you the sweet karma you'll use to unlock new characters and abilities for future Loops. Weird. It's coming out 2023, Karmazoo, so you can check that out if you're so inclined. Let's see. We have some more we should probably get to. Let's see. Let's take a call. Sam Kennedy, a.k.a. Fig. Let me bring you on up here, because I'm also equally intrigued by your pick.
Hello,
Fig. How's it going?
It's going well. How are you?
Good, good, good. Is this your first time calling in for like a party chat style
format? Yeah, this is my first time.
Right on. Not too scary, right?
No.
Okay, you could do it every week if you want. Well, welcome. You chose a game to show off that I think it was during Wholesome Games that also...
Yeah, it was...
Yeah. It extremely caught my eye, but what is the name of it?
So it's called Everdeep Aurora, which is one of those titles that tells you nothing about what the game is actually like. But the vibe I kind of got from the trailer was kind of a Hollow Knight mixed with Steam World.
Ooh, interesting.
Which I found really intriguing. I really love this kind of limited color palette, art style, almost Game Boy-esque.
Yeah.
And just the character design and animation work is super impressive.
Yeah, I'm with you. It feels to me like if anybody played Downwell, it feels like a more elaborate version of Downwell, where you're going around and exploring. Feels like a more fleshed out, I don't want to say Metroidvania, but it certainly looks like it could play
that. With that inventory, I'm definitely getting some Zelda or Metroid vibes.
Right. But everything I've dug up about this game, they like to be a little bit cryptic about it. It's more just into playing with the lore and mysteries. But I love games like this where it's just very clear on their official site. Like, it is this type of game. Please check it out for these reasons. You can toy with lore later. But yeah, this is...
And there seems to be a lot of like little weird mini games going on. I saw like a fishing game. There's like the claw machine, and some dice gambling thing. So I think this is going to be definitely a more than meets the eye kind of game.
Yeah, coming 2024. Everdeep Aurora is the name of the game, and it is developed, of course, by Nautilus Games. And I couldn't find anything that they'd worked on before. At least it's not on Steam.
Yeah, I think they're a new studio.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm super curious about it. So 2024 is definitely one to keep your eye on. But thank you, Fig. Anything you want from MinMax in the future?
Thank you. It's just been really awesome so far. And I'm just really excited to kind of see what happens next. There's nothing really specific I want, because I'm really happy with what I have right now.
All right. Sweet. Appreciate it. Thanks so much, Fig. Take care.
You too. Bye.
All right, let's get Neil Smith up, and we'll have more folks jump on here as well. But hello, Neil Smith.
Hello, Ben Hansen.
Hello, welcome to Party Chat. Thank you for being a wonderful mod. How's life in the mod world these days?
Pretty good. Okay. Things are going well. We got some new channels for big games coming out.
Well, yeah,
that came out.
Yeah, so. Final Fantasy 16 and Diablo 4 is in there. So if you're looking
Street
for
Street Fighter 6,
yeah, if you're looking for
a,
nice
a lot
community.
Of chatter there.
Yeah, that's sweet. What game did you want to show off, man?
Oh, I wanted to talk about Citizen Sleeper 2.
Hell yes.
For three massive reasons. The big one is after Elden Ring, that was my game of the year last year. So for Citizen Sleeper 1, which I loved, but the one thing that I found sort of off-putting in that game was that you spend the vast majority of your time looking at a kind of simple 3D model of this floating space station.
Mm.
And the thing that drew me into it initially was seeing these beautiful character portraits of like drawn art that looked really good. And the trailer for Citizen Sleeper 2, if you've seen it, is we're seeing it now is just is all the hand-drawn animated stuff, all the art stuff that I like that I thought looked really good, which makes me wonder if the second game is going to feature that, feature more of that visual stuff.
I am shocked that they are announcing a sequel so soon. Like, it feels like that just came out.
Yeah. It's really recent. This was last year. And so the newness, the soonness is surprising, but also that they like dropped this at like minute 45 in the middle of the PC gaming showcase.
Right.
Like they couldn't have buried it harder if they had tried, you know, like 10 minutes after everyone else had logged off because of Day 9's corny AI jokes.
Uh-huh.
That's when they put it.
Weird. Was there anything else in the PC gaming show that really caught your eye? Not to discredit Citizen Sleeper 2, but I didn't watch that full showcase. I was just looking at headlines, but did I miss anything good?
Honestly, that was the only thing that I can remember off the top of my head.
Sure.
Let me just browse through. Well, Baldur's Gate 3 was there. Oh, Vampire Survivors got an update that added some new stuff. There's like a whole new level and a couple of new upgrades to grab. I've been toying around with that lately.
Right on. Cool.
Earlier today, in fact.
Well, maybe there's some good stuff that people will bring up here. But yeah, Citizen Sleeper 2 from Fellow Traveler. That's super exciting. And was there a release date?
I didn't see one. Yeah. Maybe I'm forgetting, but I don't think there was one.
Okay. All right. So still could be a little bit later on, but right on. Good to point it out. Thanks so much, Neil. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
Let's see who would like to go next. How about, Bleasure? Are you in here? Would you like to speak up, for your choice? Ah, there you are, Bleasure. I was waiting to hear from you. Hello, Bleasure. How's it going?
Hi. How's it going?
Good. Welcome. You're on with Jeff Marchiafava.
Hi, Jeff.
Hello.
What game? Doing? Oh, hang on. Jeff wants to know how you're doing.
Wait.
I'm doing pretty good.
There you go.
I'm excited to talk about this game.
Yeah. Okay. What's the game and what caught your eye about it?
It's called Laika, Age Through Blood, another wonderful indie game title that doesn't tell you anything and
no.
Very easily forgettable, but they call it a Motorvania,
ooh.
Which is an interesting title. I love Trials. And so this is like Trials mixed with a Metroidvania,
ooh,
which remind me a little bit of like Yoku's Island Express, which was like pinball mixed with a...
Right.
You know, Metroidvania. So.
Yep. Oh my God. I can't believe I missed this. Yes. Yeah, so this is from Thunderful Games. They're publishing at least. Mm-hmm. I am curious about that Trials aspect. Cause like being on a motorcycle, hey, that's a cool angle, but like, how are you going to be doing tricks? Like how important are the jumps? How does that actually factor in other than just being the novelty of being on a motorcycle playing a Metroidvania?
It seems like if you like right there in that part of the trailer, like,
yeah.
If you tilt your bike towards the bullets, it actually blocks them, which is interesting. So it seems like it's going to be a fairly intricate part of the combat.
Yeah.
So
that looks so wild. Yeah. Laika Aged Through Blood. Do you remember where this was announced?
I think this was on the Future of Games show.
Okay.
But
It's
it was
mess.
Really cool looking, and it really caught my eye as a fan of Trials and a fan of Metroidvanias, but
yeah,
like with a twist.
Absolutely, yeah. Brainwash Gang is the name of the developer there.
I don't know that I can't think of any game that I've ever played that was a 2D like vehicular combat game.
Excitebike.
Right.
Uh-huh. Huh.
But like that seems like an interesting twist for, you know, the kind of side-scrolling. I played plenty of side-scrolling shooting games, but
right.
if you have to take your direction and, you know, you can't, I'm assuming you can't just instantly turn around as you're as you're driving around.
Yeah.
So that seems like an interesting wrinkle. And everything that they're showing in the trailer looks just bonkers.
Yeah, that's cool. Play the demo on June 19th is what they're advertising here. But I don't know if there's an exact release date here for Laika Age Through Blood. No, they just say coming soon. But the demo's coming soon to Steam. So sweet. Thanks so much. Thanks for recommending that. And thanks for supporting MinMax there, Ben.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Yep.
All right. Who else we got? Hey, this is one that they're not up for talking, not available, but you know what, we should talk about it a little bit more. This is from One More Level, and Deeza What suggested it, with Ghost Runner 2. We didn't even really talk about this too much on the podcast. I know Jacob Geller is a big fan of Ghost Runner 1, But Deeza Wutz was emphasizing the idea of like, people do not give Ghost Runner enough credit. That game was so sweet. And we should pay more attention to Ghost Runner 2 from published by 505 Games when this whole thing's announced, because it looked damn good. Let's see. So it's the one with the motorcycles riding down the hill, riding down the building in the wacky sci-fi world. Akira fans might be very interested in Ghost Runner 2, but yeah, I'm curious to see how it goes. Okay, the first-person thingy. That's right. This was the big, like, fast parkour, fast action, fast movement. Mm. That's right. I always forget about Ghost Runner, but Ghost Runner 2, worth shouting out. Thank you, Deeza Wutz. Let's see. Where should we go next? Let's go for Danny Hibiki. Are you in here? You want to raise your hand? There we go. We'll invite this person up to speak and we can check out the game that they want. Hello, Danny.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, I'm good.
Good.
Excited about all the video games coming out.
Yeah. How many showcases did you watch, Danny?
I have a little kid, so not as much as I would like to, but I've been trying to catch up still. And one of the expos I caught up on was the OTK Games Expo.
Oh, I completely missed that. That seems all right. And the highlight was this game called Tevi?
Yes, Tevi by Cray Spirit. They're a Taiwanese developer.
Huh. And what caught your eye about it?
I'm a weirdo for Metroidvanias, and this is basically the spiritual successor or like quasi-sequel to Robbie Ribby, which was a game that Cray Spirit put out about like 7 years ago. So Whoa. Like 2016. This game came out on Vita and they're finally bringing out a sequel. So I'm super excited and it looks so much better than the first game.
Yeah. So you were like, you're one of those Vita players that was just grabbing anything in the Metroidvania genre. So you checked out this Cray Spirit other game.
Pretty much. And I mean, I'm also an anime dork. So also this game obviously has that in it too. So, yep.
Sweet. Well, congrats. Can you play this game in front of your kid? Is that going to work out okay?
Oh, yeah. No, it's fine. Actually, this game looks a little bit more like willing to go like be an all audience kind of game than even like Robbie Ribby.
Robbie Ribby.
That one is all just bunny girls. This one has dudes in it, too. So hey, there all right. you go.
We're making there progress. Sweet. Tevi is the name of that thing. T-E-V-I from Cray Spirit. Thanks so much, Danny. Is there anything you want from MinMax in the future?
Just more. It's all more. Great. Thank you.
Jeff, did you hear that? More.
We'll oblige.
All right. Thanks so much, Danny. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Let's see. Let's go for, Crab Palace. I know your icon, Crab Palace. You got a game that you want to show off here. Let's see. And, of course, hello, Crab Palace.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. How's it going?
It's going good. How are you doing, Ben?
Good. How's the rap career going?
Games, friends, getting better.
Oh, he's doing it.
Eating sand, getting better.
Did you catch, by the way, this is inside deep cut MinMax stuff, but it was funny. We're doing some reaction stream with Haley McLean, the community manager, a while ago, and she was talking about the sand from Journey, and she's like, I always wanted to just eat that sand. And I think she said it like not knowing it's like a stupid inside joke. But anyways, what's the game you wanted to show off?
It's called Hermit and Pig.
Hermit and Pig. What is this?
It's like a 2D top-down silly RPG by the looks of things with some wacky turn-based combat and some cool character designs.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot
about
this.
It really struck
me
that it was just a really good trailer. I thought it was really well cut together and it actually made me laugh at one point, which is hard to do in a trailer.
That's right, especially for you. You haven't laughed for years.
True, I'm deadly stoic and zen. I don't know.
That's right. No, I like it because it has kind of like, it's pixelated and it's like a top-down RPG, but then it still has, how would you describe the pixelation style, Jeffum? It's like simple pixels?
Yeah, it almost looks like bitmap art,
yeah.
Which normally is pixels, but yeah, like something someone drew in MS Paint. More than, you know, individual sprite
right
pixels.
Right. Finer detailed version of standard pixel art, but it has kind of like a children's vibe, children's show aesthetic to all of it. But yeah, I forgot about this. This was a Wholesome Games Direct, right, Crab Palace?
I think so, the Future Games one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, it looks certainly bizarre. Are you a big fan of like Earthbound, Undertale, wacky RPGs, that type of thing?
Love Undertale. Still never played Earthbound. I know I need to get to it because it's right up my alley.
Yeah. You know what? Don't take this to the bank, please, to your local bank. I beg you not to do it, but like, I could see doing an Earthbound Deepest Dive at some point. I feel like it'd be a good contender, right?
And I'm going to the bank right now.
No, Crab House. No.
Uh-oh. He's cashing it.
Yeah, Hermit.
We're depositing it.
Hermit and Pig is the name of this game. And of course, the developer is Heavy Lunch Studio. Thanks so much, Crab Palace. Anything you want from MinMax in the future?
Bring back Min Snacks, I guess.
Okay. All right. Noted. Cool. Thanks so much.
Bye.
Let's see. Evan One Sonic, are you in here? Do we have an Evan One Sonic? Do we have one Evan One Sonic? There we go. Let's get you right up here, Evan One.
We do have an Evan One Sonic.
Well, you're exactly the person I was hoping to talk to. You wanted to talk about Henry Halfhead.
Yes.
This
totally normal game.
It truly looks bizarre. So you play as half of a head and you're taking over objects like Mario Odyssey. Is that the best way to describe what we're seeing here?
That's the best way I can think of. Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a weird idea.
It looks like it also has like flavors of like a Keita Takahashi game. It looks a little bit like Watam or something, or, you know, a little bit in that Katamari world where this looks like kind of simple puzzles.
Yeah, the thing that drawed me in, because they did this was in the Day of the Dev showcase,
mm-hmm.
and the thing that drawed me in is they did a gameplay presentation, and normally it's like, okay, you see gameplay, but I saw a hint of the Untitled Goose Game.
Ooh, interesting comparison.
Because there's a checklist of like his daily like to-do list, almost like make your bed, take a shower, make a sandwich.
Right.
And so you're embodying stuff around, like a blanket to put on the bed and a pillow, and you're checking off the to-do list.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good comparison.
Reminded me a bit of the Untitled Goose Game with those different little, like, just goofy things that you can do.
Yeah. Yeah. It's from Lou Entertainment. But Henry Halfhead, I will definitely keep my eyes open for this thing. Jeffem, will you play Henry Halfhead?
I absolutely would. Comparing it to Untitled Goose Game is, I think, a good call, because it does have similar vibes of just kind of goofy playfulness and kind of low-key mischief.
Yes.
Kind of,
yep.
From the puzzles. Yeah. So that one looks cool.
I will also say.
Yeah.
It's co-op, so.
Yeah, that is sweet.
It might be an option for a new show plus in the future.
You never know. And they say
we could make a whole head.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Finally. Yeah, they don't have a release date on Henry Halfhead, but it definitely does look cool. So thanks so much, Evan One. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me up here.
You betcha. Take care. All right. Here's one, Jeff. Do you want to do like a raw reveal of one that I haven't watched yet?
Sure.
This is from... OMYOG, Tiny Build is publishing it. I saw somebody do a story about it. I'm like, I should be better than to be lured in by this. But it's a game called Ferocious. And the headline was like, this is the Far Cry with dinosaurs game that we've all been waiting for. I like these dinosaurs quite a bit, Jeffem. And I feel like every 2 years, there's a new trailer for like some high fidelity dinosaur game. And yet, dare I say, I don't think I've seen one come through and get to the finish line that's like...
Yeah.
I know there's ARK. There's 40 million ARK fans out there. I should give it another go. I haven't gotten into it yet. But do you think Ferocious will do it? Will this be the open world, weird survival dinosaur game?
Yeah. So, I mean, is this like you get stranded on an island full of dinosaurs? Because ARK, it always seemed like... was more geared towards the building up, you know, where let's go build a giant fortress, which with a bunch of people, and there are also dinosaurs here.
Yeah.
But if this is more focused on dinosaurs and prehistoric creatures and just kind of surviving and getting away from them, it could be our dream game, Hanson.
I think we found
our dream dinosaur game.
Ferocious, everybody. Yeah. I mean, the easy pitch is like, oh, it's like, you know, Skull Island, you know, some King Kong stuff if you go out there and it's nonsense. Nonsense meaning cool creatures everywhere you look. I'm going to get back to calls and other community games in a bit, but I wanted to show off this game as well, which was shown during the I Am 8-Bit Day of the Devs thing. And there's a little lore buildup here and stuff, but we can take a look at it. This one's called Baby Steps. And it's one of those things, you see it and immediately it's like, this is a game for me. I am very excited about this, where you play as, they said, like a 35-year-old gamer. He's just smoking weed in his basement, and then he gets teleported to a wacky world. But the hook here is, it is the creators of Ape Out, one of our favorite games from a couple years ago, joining forces with Bennett Foddy, the developer, most notably, yeah, of Getting Over It, as the trailer is key to point out. And Jeff, let's see if you can figure out what's going on here in the gameplay for Baby Steps.
Yeah, I assume it controls like Getting Over It, where you have to control like individual steps.
Yes.
but now like blown out to like actual, you know, very nice Unreal Engine graphics or whatever, whatever engine they're using, which just, as I can immediately tell from the trailer, just amps up the comedy of it by about 1,000%.
Yep. Imagine a walking simulator, but with the physics of Quap, you know, or kind of the frustration and absurdity of a Getting Over It. It really is one of my favorite trailers from Summer Game Fest. We haven't had a chance to talk about it on the main podcast yet, but it looks so absurd and so silly. And so, you know what? I'm down for a new twist on this. And I love seeing the follow-up to Ape Out. It's a walking sim where an adult man just walks like an idiot and you got to control the legs. Yeah. Have at it. So Baby
very,
Steps.
Very similar to Ape Out. If I remember, that's how I played Ape Out at least.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Could barely walk and looked like an idiot. So
also,
there you go.
Now, not the face. The face looks perfect, but did you notice the face? It looks, has like shades of Kyle Hilliard in it. Did you see that as well? A little Dan Riker, Kyle Hilliard fusion.
I instantly, as soon as he started walking, I thought that's Kyle Hilliard.
Yeah, that's,
we know who did the mocap for that game.
That's right. 2024 is when Baby Steps is coming out here. Okay, who haven't we talked to yet? Marty, are you in here? Throw a hand in the air. There's Marty. We'll bring Marty up here. Hello, Marty.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Nice boomy mic. How you feeling?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks for the boomy compliment. Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. What's the game you want to show off here?
Ruffy and the Riverside.
Yeah. Ruffy
so
and the Riverside.
Shown off during the Intel showcase, apparently. I didn't know that was a thing, but Michael Berry shouted out in our Indie Games channel.
Yeah.
And yeah, it looks pretty rad.
Yeah, Ruffy and the Riverside. I feel sorry that I missed this. The easy pitch I'm looking at, it's like N64-esque 3D platformer, but with amazing animation and kind of a Paper Mario aesthetic. But it looks, it's that, but it looks fast, if that's an easy shorthand. Like, it looks like it goes so much faster than you would expect for like that style of game and that art style. Does that make sense, Marty?
Yeah, I'm a little worried about the potential overambitiousness of it. Like,
yeah,
how you collect things and throw them and like alter the world. I'm worried that like maybe that will kind of slow things down performance wise and whatever. But yeah, no, it looks super fast and crazy. So yeah, this definitely caught my attention.
That does look amazing. Thank you for highlighting this. This is
stellar.
Oh, who's the developer for this?
I had it in the doc. I don't remember.
Oh, that's fine. I'll dig it up after this. But Ruffy and the Riverside.
I got it. It's like Socrates Labs. Maybe it's pronounced like Socrates. But
Socrates Labs.
A Z and a, yeah.
Okay. Weird. Jeff, what do you think of this?
Yeah, it looks cool. I'm not always immediately a big fan of the like 2D characters in a 3D world.
Right.
But it looks very effective in this one, and it looks like there's so many characters, and they are well drawn, and it seems like kind of a perfect mix for an indie game, where it's like, okay, we can put together a 3D world, but you know, like polygonal characters are never going to look super detailed when it's an indie team like this. And it's like, okay, well, yeah, then just hand draw them all and make them 2D, and you kind of get the best of both options.
Yeah. Ruffy and the Riverside. Thanks so much, Marty. Is there anything you want from MinMax in the near future here?
No, but can I just shout out one other game real quick?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Anton Blast, which basically looked like Pizza Tower, Wario World type of game. That was shown like last week sometime. Just wanted to
Let's take a look. Anton Blast. It's weird that Pizza Tower is now just a nice defining game of like, oh, it looks like a Pizza Tower. This really look like that. I mean, it also just looks like a very clearly inspired by Wario Land style game, but then you're jumping back and forth between the foreground and background. That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Anton Blast. And it looks like this is they had a Kickstarter at least a year ago for it, but sweet. That looks good too. Cool. All right. Thanks so much, Marty.
Bye.
Bye. Let's see. Who else are we missing? Backlog Busters. You want to raise your hand? There we go. And welcome to the show. Oh, welcome to the show. You got to jump up and hit the accept the invite there. But this is they wanted to show off Hellskate. Backlog Busters, let me know if you can't quite get that invite, but you should be free to jump up here. But this is from Phantom Coast. And they showed this off during Day of the Devs. iMateBit puts on Day of the Devs. Full disclosure, and they support the podcast in a big way, but we're not tied to that. But Hellskate, this is an interesting game where it's another very inspired by Tony Hawk style game. But the cool twist here is that thanks to the Day of the Devs format, the developers are able to talk about it a little bit. And they're able to explain, like, oh, yeah, but we actually, one of the people working on this game was a designer for Tony Hawk Underground. Like, they know that very well. And so it's fun, instead of just having an homage to Tony Hawk, be like, oh, no, I was on the underground floor, Leo's favorite game of all time and all that fun stuff. And then this is Hellskate. You're going around the underworld, but then there's also combat in hell. And so it's like melee combat on a skateboard. I'm always scared of the skateboarding games. It's like, we all love Tony Hawk so much. It's like, it's hard to hit that bar, and then stacking more on top of that is a little bit scary. But what do you think of Hellskate here, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same realm of like, man, I can sometimes look cool if I'm playing a skateboarding game and I'm just doing the skateboarding. But it has a cool style and it has a cool theme, so I'm sure Leo will play it and make it look super cool.
Yeah, we'll count on Leo here. But thank you to Jared from Backlog Busters for recommending this one. I was checking out and I was like, God, there was that other skateboarding game that looks so cool from last year or a couple years ago. Do you remember Skate Story from Devolver? It was last year they revealed it, but it's like one of the most visually striking games I've ever seen in my life. We were playing as like LSD diamond glass creature. If you forgot about Skate Story, you should look that up too, but that seems to be one that's kind of missing in action for Summer Game Fest this year. But I'm very curious to learn about that from Devolver. And that's also, you apparently play as a demon in Skate Story as well. So we have two demonic skateboarding games, but they both look really cool. Hellskate was another one.
People have been looking at too much skateboard art, I think.
I think that's right. Which is cursed by Satan, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've seen the bottom of most skateboards,
no kid, don't get that's where they started. Hide it. Irrational Kind, are you in here? Want to raise your hand? Irrational Kind. There we go. Let's invite you up to talk about this game that you want to talk about. Ooh, we got a good dorky game for you, Jeffem. All right, this is called Shadow Gambit, The Cursed Crew. Are you able to jump up? Is there something wrong? It's hiding the accept button under the party chat header. Well, that's interesting. See if there's any other way to jump up here and talk about it with us, if you can, Irrational Kind. But this is Shadow Gambit, The Cursed Crew, is a game that they want to highlight here. They say, this is from the developer of Shadow Tactics and Desperados 3, and is along the similar lines. All these games are extremely unique, somewhat difficult, but excellent mix of puzzle and tactics. The studio is super talented. Shadow Tactics is set in Japan. Desperados is Wild West. And finally, this one is the pirate setting for the tactics games. Mm. Thematically, Mini-Me games always nail it. Me games is probably a more accurate way of actually phrasing that thing. Did you play Desperados, Jeffem?
Yeah, I played both of those other ones. And so all you have to do is say same developer, but pirates this time. And you've got me.
Yeah, man, they are flying through these. Hello, welcome to the show. Hello. Turn your radio down. Hello, Irrational. You're able to jump in. Thanks for jumping in.
Yeah, great to be here.
Yeah, right
so,
on.
So yeah, you read the description. So yeah, it's a really unique game. Like it's real time. Also, you can pause the action and then you can choose the, you can combine the actions for different characters and then get really satisfying kills or progress in the story.
Yeah.
And really unique thing here is that this type of games don't need to have like good story or thematic. Like you are here mostly for gameplay, but the fact that they nail the setting. It's like a big plus. Like for the longest time when I first played Shadow Tactics, I thought they are Japanese developers. Like they nailed the samurai setting so well.
Right.
Wild West. Now this.
That's fun that they're just kind of jumping around between kind of the different, I don't know, I want to say genres, but it's kind of the classic archetypes of like, all right, your wildest fantasies. Let's go Wild West, samurai, and now pirates. But yeah, Shadow Gambit, The Cursed Crew is the name of that one. Irrational, anything you want from Minmax in the near future?
I know you do great developer interviews. I keep bugging you about this, but yeah, would love even more developer interviews.
I'd love to do it too. I was thinking like when I come back from maternity leave, it'd be fun to just do like a marathon and just do like 30 interviews in 30 days or something obnoxious like that. But that's for the future, man. So thanks so much for your support. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, take care. All right, Shadow Gambit, The Cursed Crew is the name of that game. That's fun. I completely missed that existed. Ooh, let's see. Mopies, are you in here, Mopies? You want to throw your hand in the air so we can show off your game? There we go. All right, Mopies wants to show off a game called Word Factory. That's right.
Hi, how's everyone doing?
Hello, very good. Thanks for being here, Mopies. Thanks for jumping in to the party chat format.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I saw this Word Factory trailer, and it scared the hell out of me.
Oh, really? Well, I like it because it's the first one where the title tells you exactly what this is. Basically, you start with an I, and then you have different ways of molding that I to either match or make it look like a D or make it look like a C.
Right.
And then all you're trying to do is spell out a word as many times as they ask you to. It seems like it gets pretty complex, but in all fairness, it seems fun, at least to me.
Oh, yeah.
Scary, but in a good way.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you. It's like that wide shot that they have where you just see how complex it can be just to spell out the word factory in their examples. Like, oh my God, my head is going to explode just looking at that.
You can do it.
All right. Thank you.
Jeff, it'd be great to stream as well. I'm sure you can have community help.
It feels like a game up your alley, Jeff.
Yeah, it does look cool. And I do like those kind of semi-programming games.
Yeah.
Factory type of games where you're trying to lay out things like that. And yeah, now that I can see some more of the examples, it does make more sense. It's not like you're just using the basic shapes of the letters to make them into other letters, which
is a cool
idea that I've never seen before.
Yeah.
I think I had seen that game in a game jam not too long ago.
Oh, fun.
And it's nice to see it getting the respect I think it deserves. It looks great.
Yeah, right on. Word Factory, spelled with an I at the end. The developer is Star Garden Games for that one. Thanks so much, Mopies. Appreciate it.
Likewise. Have a great one.
All right, you too. Take care. We got some more. You're welcome to still add stuff to the doc, which is in the Discord if you're watching live, everybody. We got some other ones that people wanted to shout out, but not exactly jump up to the mic. Ooh, yeah. Forrest with two R's wanted to show off a game from Moonlight Games that was shown off during Day of the Devs, and it's called Haunty. HAUNTII. This one definitely caught my eye as well. I think it's how they kicked off Day of the Devs. It has a awesome art style where it's all, okay, it's like monochromatic, but it's an isometric game, but then you're a ghost and you're possessing different objects. But then also it's a twin stick shooter. Jeff, help me out here, man. Help me out with Haunty.
Yeah, let's throw in some more ideas. looked a little eco there. You're following some character around. This is what's great about indie games, right? Is that it's kind of, I have never seen this visual art style before.
Yeah.
Like, it, you know, and these kind of characters, and it's something that you can probably only do if you're passionate about it and you're not, you know, your bud or like how much money you're going to make isn't your first concern about it. But this does look, it looks very professionally made, and it's like the animations look super great and stuff. So, another one to put on the radar.
It seems cool. Haunty is the name of that game. Curious to learn more about it for sure. Let's see. We got another one. Ooh, Engard. Gladont in the Minmax community recommended on. Did I say Engard, Jeffem? That's a stupid way to pronounce it. It's On Guard, apparently. I haven't seen this yet. This is from Fireplace Games. So let's jump out. The trailer says, from the forgotten pages of history comes a swashbuckling spectacle. And is it going to be just a sword fighting game? Oh, third
that would make sense.
Person sword fighting. Ooh, interesting. Looks a little Assassin's Creed Batman combat, but with a playful edge, dare I say, Jeffem. Weird.
Yeah. This is actually looks pretty impressive.
Yeah, people in chat are saying definitely. It's like Sifu with pirates.
Yeah, or yeah, the I think the Batman comparison is as well, but we don't see a lot of like this genre style of kind of piratey, swashbuckling fence, you know, like more of a focus on actual fencing.
Right.
And that looked cool.
It does seem
cool.
She
was kicking barrels and making chandeliers fall and all those kind of classic, swashbuckling type of attacks and poking people in the butt with her sword.
Yeah, I guess it's weird to see, like, have we seen kind of that Batman or Sifu style combat with, like, a sense of humor about it and, like, being that playful with the environment? Like, that feels really new. But there's a demo.
Haven't. Why haven't we?
Right. On Guard, it's called. There's a demo out on Steam right now for that. But that's a good suggestion there, Gladon. Thank you. Sorry I missed that one. Let's see. Michael Berry suggested a game from Dan D'Entremont Productions. And this game, of course, is called Squirrel with a Gun. Who needs Pokemon with guns when you have squirrels that can also possess firearms? Everybody's wildest fantasy. Now, this looks like a 3D game, and the trailer seems to have a squirrel. And how is this going to work for actual gameplay? I see. It's a squirrel holding a gigantic Uzi or pistol. Ooh, and it's a little machine gun jetpack where you can shoot the gun down to make the squirrel fly into the air. Honestly, Jeffem, the headline, the pitch wasn't on board, but if I see a squirrel using an Uzi to machine gun jetpack around, that sounds perfect.
Yeah. He used a shotgun to blast a squirrel-sized hole in a door and then jump through it.
Okay.
It looks a little Goat Simulator-esque in terms of jank and goofiness. But yeah, now he's got landmines. He's moving around. That was a squirrel carrying a landmine above his head while wearing a little squirrel-sized bomb-like disposal suit.
Yeah, I agree. Games can be art.
This is incredible.
Yeah. I was going to say it looked like it had some Hitman vibes, but now it's just full-on like murder arenas as a squirrel. So, all right. Hey, look at that. There's still room to grow for the game industry. Yeah. Squirrel with a Gun from Dan the Entremont Productions. Let's see. Tactical Dreamer wanted to give a shout out to a game from Some Humble Onion. And this is a game that I agree looks good. It is called Smooshy Come Home, a 3D platformer where you play as just a cute little mushroom. But the twist is that I believe this is out on Steam right now. Smooshy Come Home, S-M-U-S-H-I. Yeah, it came out June 10th. Very positive reviews so far.
It's cute.
It does look cute. It kind of has vibes of maybe a little gator game art style, I guess, short hike style, but running around. People already seem to like it, so that seems cool.
Yeah, it says a combatless game.
Oh, combatless, my favorite. I repeat, combatless. Smooshy Come Home, name of that one. Great suggestion. Oh my gosh, we got more stuff. Who is this? Tom, or Then Tom Was Like, suggests a game called, oh my God, I'm very into this. Jeff, I can already tell this is a game for you. This is a game called Noun Town.
Yeah, I wanted to see that one.
Yeah, Noun Town Language Learning. Let me switch. For some reason, it switched our accounts here. Okay. This is Noun Town Language Learning. The most Jeff-em title of all time. So, isometric. You're walking around, presumably in Noun Town. There's UI on the screen for nouns, verbs, lessons, learning rush. And people are speaking to you in French? What the hell's going on with this game, Jeff?
And now rhythm game.
Right. And then more mini games. So you're not actually... Okay, so there are some, you have to translate some stuff to learn things along the way, and then you rank up. What a weird thing. It's like, I like the idea of gamifying language learning, and then this is just like eight steps beyond that.
Yeah, it looks like an actual, more of, you know, as opposed to like a Duolingo, there seems to be an actual game, more of a game around it.
Right.
And then, the words that the objects that you're picking up are what your vocabulary list is going to be made of.
Yes. Noun Town Language Learning is the name of that one. There was another game that kind of was a similar thing. Here we go. From Autumn Pioneer. This one caught my eye. It's called Shashingo Learn Japanese with Photography. And seeing that trailer, it's like, oh, this is everything I want. Like every time I go to Japan, just the idea of like gamifying the idea of taking a picture of a sign and then having to work with the translation. So I'm curious exactly how this works. I know we're kind of drowning in Pokemon Snap clones from the indie world and stuff like that, but one that's all about letting you translate Japanese. Jeff, as somebody who knows a fair bit of Japanese, do you think this is a viable way to learn it? Is like taking pictures of signs in a game and then translating those piece by piece? Or is just the katakana versus kana thing all over the place and it's just going to confuse you more?
You know, it might be, I mean, now they're showing like actual examples of sentences and stuff, which is good. That may help you kind of burn the names of like different objects into your brain more if you're the one who took a picture of it in the first place.
Right. Yeah.
So that it certainly seems like, an interesting approach and way more in depth than the kind of, you know, programs I had when I was learning, which were not enjoyable.
Yeah.
You know, those were just straight up like look at flashcards repeatedly. But if I could have had a flashcard with a cute little picture that I took from a virtual Japan that I was walking around, that probably would have made it more fun.
There it is. Shashingo Learn Japanese with Photography was the name of that game. We have more from the community. Let's see. Ooh, yeah. Then Tom Was Like. Oh, I think we just submitted one of yours before, but are you in here, Then Tom Was Like? We can show off this next one. Oh, there we go. Sorry, we missed you before. Let's see. I'll pull up this trailer. And then we can actually show this thing. Hopefully you're able to take the invite, take a jump up here. Is that working? This is Still Wakes the Deep, which was shown off during the Xbox showcase, but we didn't talk about it on the podcast, unfortunately. But this is from the Chinese Room, if you recall. There are a couple games that were like water themed. Because there's that other game. I'm trying to remember the specifics. It was like more actually going underwater, and Quantic Dream was publishing it. That was shown off before. For some reason, the invite thing isn't working. But then Tom was like, if you can figure it out in that UI, you're welcome to jump up. But yeah, Still Wakes the Deep. This is from the Chinese Room, which everybody's gone to the Rapture. Is that the last game they produced? I think it might be. But it looks freaking cool just for navigating this Deepwater Horizon style facility. All right, then Tom was like, now you're up here. How's it going, Tom? It says no headset for you, so if you can figure out, that's cool. But early 2024 is when this thing is coming out, but it's a super cool setting for a game. Yeah, it says no headset, Tom, but if you can figure it out, that's fine. But it seems cool. Jeffem, hot take, what do you think?
Oh, wait. Oh, we just lost Tom.
Yeah,
it looks like he had a headset and then he disappeared.
Yeah.
It's so the developer is obviously good at making horror games, and it seems like setting one in some kind of abandoned or haunted oil rig is a slam dunk.
Yeah.
For creepiness. So
yeah.
Yeah, I'm on board.
There we go.
Game Pass.
Still Wakes the Deep is the name. That thing. Oh, Jeff Cork would love this just because he's working on the game. Who is this? Truffaut suggested a game called Let's Revolution. Let's show that off a little bit here. So Let's Revolution developer is Buck. And then Ant Food, two developers on Let's Revolution. So Truffaut in the Minmax community, they say, unfortunately, I'm working during this, so I can't jump on a call. But I thought this
He's here.
Oh,
he's here.
Truffaut? What?
I'm here.
Hang on. How did you get up here?
I just told them
I invited him.
I got a baby that I got to take care of for 5 minutes.
Oh, smart. Okay, yeah. What stood out to you about Let's Revolution?
I love Minesweeper, and I like roguelikes. So this is... this is that, and the animation looks crazy.
Yeah, it really does look awesome. If you haven't seen Let's Revolution, I think was it GDC or was unveiled? I know I got to play it a little bit there, but it is certainly unique. You love Minesweeper so much, where if you see a Minesweeper as a game, you're all in.
Yeah, I think so.
Did you listen to the episode of
common, but, you know?
Did you listen to Kelsey Lewin's episode of her podcast, Video Game History Hour, all about Minesweeper?
I should probably get on that.
You should probably get on that, yeah.
The art style of this just looks insane and looks like it'd be a great one for like Steam Deck.
Yeah, absolutely. Truffaut, what was the highlight of the last community meetup that we went to?
That time when you beat me as a, what is it, Wii Fit Trainer?
Wii Fit Trainer in Smash?
Who was that? Mr. Game & Watch?
Yeah, oh, that's right. Because like, I think early on it was like, oh, look at these two freaks in the match. We got Wii Fit Trainer and we got Game & Watch. And then we were the last two standing and they were laughing at us. And then we turned them all around. We showed them our true selves. So thanks for coming out to that meetup at the Mall of America, Truffaut. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's fun. Thanks.
Cool. All right. Thank you. Bye. Get back to work. All right. The next one, this is from Luca Alberti in the community. They wanted to highlight Rundisk. Rundisk is the name of the developer. The actual game is called Chance of Sennar. Chance of Sennar. Looks like Focus is publishing this thing. And for the description, they say, we never get enough of that Mobius art style, do we? Apparently not. You know, Sable's one thing, but this is something else entirely. Okay, so super wild, distinct art visually, and then looks kind of like a adventure game, Jeffem?
Yeah. Kind of adventure puzzly. Looked like you had a couple different actions, like different types of actions that you could do, and then Mobius style, surreal graphics and architecture, which
That's it.
Yeah, is always a good call.
Always a good call. There we go. That is Chance of Sennar, S-E-N-N-A-A-R. Thank you for that addition. Okay, we have Andrew Baker. Wanted to show off Dungeons of Hinterberg. This was during the Xbox showcase, but there's just so much good stuff that I understand if it flew by. Oh, that's right. Forgot about this one. So this is from Curve Games, is the name of the developer for Dungeons
of Hinterberg. She's got the min-max arrow there on her backpack.
It's a subtle homage to arrows, which we can claim as all min-max copywritten products here. Okay, so this is the one, where third-person action adventure is probably the easiest way to describe it, and then she's flying around on a little hoverboard skate thing, but then there's a minecarting sequence. There is a lot going on in Dungeons of Hinterberg, but it definitely looks cool, and it seems like one that they were pushing for being on Game Pass, so that does seem sweet. I'd like to learn more about that.
Completely different character that you're playing as for compared to most, you know, dungeon crawlers.
So
gotta stop doing your homework to go out and fight a bunch of crazy monsters and whatnot.
Right. Action adventure RPG that includes monster fighting, puzzle solving, magic wielding, relationship building, all set around the cozy alpine village of Hinterberg, coming to Game Pass in 2024. That's sweet. Dungeons of Hinterberg sounds good. For the last one here, Backlog Busters might have it. Let's see. This is a game called Surmount. Where are you, Backlog Busters? Let's see if we can get you up here and get this interface working now. Hello, Backlog.
There we go.
Hey, can you actually hear me now?
We can actually hear you. Welcome to the show. What is
desktop
the game?
Desktop Discord, incredible.
Yeah, sorry. I guess mobile was a weird thing of hiding options. But yeah, Surmount. What is this one all about?
Yeah, this is my second pick after Tony Hawk Underground with Swords.
Right.
And it's just another climbing game. It reminds me a lot of the DK King of Swing, DK Jungle Climber, where you like spin around and fling yourself. But this one has co-op and is not an obscure DS GBA game that's hard to find. So this seems great.
Right. And this is on the Wholesome Games Direct. Yeah, it's a big season for climbing too, because we got that new Don't Nod game.
That thing looked incredible. So this is my runner up for climbing game of the show, I guess.
Okay, yeah. Have you seen Bread and Fred, by the way? The penguin game that's new on Steam?
I just can't find anyone to play it with me, because every time I pull it up, it's like hardest co-op game ever. You'll lose friendships and loved ones over this. So no one's volunteered to play this game with me.
Sorry. How's your podcast going?
It's going well. Yeah, I think next Monday will be the year. It'll be my 26th episode. So it'll be a year of doing beating a game every 2 weeks and releasing a video every 2 weeks. So
that's sweet. And what's
excited.
It called again?
Backlog Busters.
Of course. There we go.
Search that on YouTube.
Sweet. Got it. Thanks so much. And thanks for recommending two games here, man.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. Take care. Let's see. There's a couple more that I wanted to shout out real quick. There's this game. And there's a demo out now, and I just tried playing it, but it's a god game, and it's got the best name ever. It's called Wood and Weather. So there's a demo out now if you want to check it out. It looks like it's a VR game, but I don't believe it is at this point. You can play it, certainly not in VR, but it's a god game where you just control like a little blue hand around this world, and everybody is... Jeff, how would you describe the characters?
Fisher-Price?
Yep.
Characters?
Wooden Playmobil, I guess. And then you're just kind of doing odd jobs and messing with this world for like a little Playmobil town. But it certainly seems cool. I checked it out just a little bit before the stream, but I'm curious to see more when it actually comes out. But Wood and Weather is the name of that lovable freak show. And then look, not every game needs to be some highfalutin, fancy pants nonsense. There's a game that also has a demo out now that's just an easy pitch that was shown during the Wholesome Games showcase, I believe, and it's called Ducky's Delivery Service. There's a demo on Steam right now, but it's the easy pitch of what if you combined Balloon Fight or Joust with Paperboy? Mm-hmm. It's like, yep, that's good. I like those physics a lot of those style games, and just like throwing newspapers around as you're kind of flappy birding around these environments and dodging things. Simple idea, but I'm a sucker for something like Ducky's delivery service. All right. There is so much more that we could get to, but let's wrap up this episode of Hidden Gems of Summer Game Fest here. Thank you to everybody who supports MinMax and therefore gets to enter the Discord and who's able to suggest all these games. If we didn't mention it, that's where all these things are coming from. We just posted this in the MinMax Discord. Again, there are 3,000 games that we haven't been able to highlight yet. You can vote for more episodes of Hidden Gems if you'd like by going to patreon.com/minmax with two N's. If you go there, support us on Patreon, you can vote for a new show plus each and every week. And you can keep this show going forever, and we can highlight more hidden gems, or the crew will come up with something bold and different. You can vote for that and change our history forever. Can you believe people didn't vote for another children's book this week, Jeffem?
I can't imagine that. Why would that would ever happen?
It's funny. I was talking to Kelsey about it. Like, it's nice that like the community realized that last episode was like, this is a weird thing. I think one is enough. Like, as much as I guess they enjoyed us writing a children's book, but it's like they know not to beat a weird idea into the ground.
yeah.
I guess. Unless it's House Hunter Rise, which might come back at some point. But cool. What'd you learn today, Jeffem?
I learned there are a ton of cool looking crazy indie games coming out that newsflash, indie developers continue coming up with innovative ideas that we've never seen in video games. So good on them.
Good on them. All right. We'll be back next week. I probably won't be. I'll be having a freaking kid, hopefully by then. So I'll probably be out. This is probably, I'd imagine this is my last new show plus for a couple months. So, everybody have fun. If you have ideas on new shows and stuff, I'm sure the crew would appreciate it if you jumped into the Discord and threw it out there in the suggestions channel. Throw some wacky ideas out there. And all right, everybody vote for good stuff for the next couple of months. And we're out. Thanks so much, folks. Goodbye.